Danny watched TV as he brushed his teeth, transfixed by the constant replaying of the Perkins triumph. The commentators kept asking, was Kieran Perkins the greatest swimmer ever? But Danny was focused on the footage of the man who'd come second, the man who was forcing a smile but looked as though he wanted to weep, because second wasn't winning. Second was losing. A heroic effort by Kowalski, they were saying. A great sporting moment for Australia. They were saying that Kowalski swam an honourable race. But second wasn't winning. Second was losing. The phone rang and his mother answered it. She called out, "It's for you!" "How do you feel, champ?" He swallowed his toothpaste, coughed, grimaced at the burning in his throat. "Pretty good, I think." Demet interrupted. "We're all so proud of you. Boz reckons he's going to tag your name all over Keon Park Station. You're the champion under 16, 200 metre freestyle king. How does that feel, Mr. Kelly? How does that feel?" "Good, I guess." "Good, you guess? Dick Brain is fucking excellent. Are you free Saturday night? We want to take you out, kiss your ass, rub your knob for good luck. You're gross. You're retarded." The old schoolyard insults made him giggle like a little kid. Then there was a strange, awkward silence. Dem's voice rushed in to fill it. "So Bell Street Maccas on Saturday?" Maccas on Saturday. Taylor would be in stitches. Scooter would be on the floor. He could hear them. "They're taking you to Maccas to celebrate. Are you serious? Fucking Maccas?" He didn't want that thought. Didn't want Demet to ever know that he could have had such a thought. Yeah, that's good. Maccas. Or you can eat, hero." He put down the phone, caught a glimpse of the TV. They were playing the race again. Over and over and over. The hero and the loser. At Flinders Street, he fell in with a group of boys from his school. But none of them said a thing about the day before. No one asked him about the championships. No one even mentioned Perkins winning gold in the 1500, even though it was on the front pages of all the papers. No one asked him about his swim. He shrank into a corner of the carriage. So he'd won a pissy, all-Australian under-16 swimming contest. So fucking what? That wasn't being Perkins. Being Perkins was something a million miles away. He lagged behind the other boys as they walked from the station to the school. Luke was standing in a crowd, and he peeled off and came over to wrap an arm around Danny, but he didn't say a thing. He could see Taylor and Fraser, and Scooter and Wilco, and Morello, all huddled together. Taylor said something and they all laughed. Of course they laughed. But didn't they know that Taylor came third? Didn't they care that he was a loser? Danny went into the Great Hall for assembly. He didn't hear the morning prayers. Didn't hear Principal Canning ponce on about this great school this and this great school that. It didn't matter what medals Danny won. They didn't want him. He didn't belong there. But then Luke was shaking him, grinning, pointing him towards the podium. And Principal Canning was looking down at Danny, looking straight at him and clapping. Luke pushed Danny into the aisle, and then everyone was clapping. The juniors and the seniors, even the teachers. Everyone was applauding. And then they were starting to cheer. The whole school was shouting out his name. "Danny Kelly! Danny Kelly! Danny Kelly!" His school was shouting out his name. He was walking towards the stage and one of the seniors, Cosgrave, held out his hand and Danny shook the older boy's hand. And then another prefect, Radcliffe, came forward and Danny shook Radcliffe's hand. His name was thundering through the great hall, and as he climbed the steps to take his place next to Principal Canning, he looked down to see Luke jumping up and down, cheering like a maniac, like it was the proudest moment of his life. And all the boys, all the teachers, were standing, stamping their feet, cheering and clapping. Coach was there, looking stern, but he too was standing. He too was clapping. Danny searched the sea of faces, looking for Taylor. He was shaking Principal Canning's hand, but all the time he was trying to find Taylor. And when he did spot him, Taylor winked and raised his arms, clapping above his head, and then called out so clearly and so loudly that he could be heard above all the other cheers. "Good on ya, Danny Kelly! Go Barracuda!" Danny froze. Cetus took up the call, and so did Wilco, so did Scooter, and now they were all yelling, Barracuda! Danny wondered, was this an insult? Had it all been planned? He felt helpless, standing there next to Principal Canning. There was no possible way for him to give it back. You psycho! Taylor's voice again carried above the din. You dangerous, crazy psycho! You barracuda! And Tsitsis and Wilco, Scooter and Fraser, they took up the chant. Barracuda! Barracuda! And the rest of the boys joined in. Barracuda! And even Coach, even Frank Tormer was calling it out. Barracuda! Calling it out. Clapping, stamping, cheering, all cheering for him. Barracuda! Danny Kelly! Barracuda! Danny Kelly! Then he felt it. Then it really meant something.